Well, we're privileged. I was going to say I thank God for Christine being willing to do this, but I kind of volunteered her, but she didn't say no. So I'm so thankful for her and Tandai for being here and today and tomorrow and Thursday to just come and share the word of the Lord, and then we'll just sort of do what ministry we do and see what God does. Amen. So come, Christine.
Amen. I'll just stand right here. I like the fact that I don't have to be up there. You know, I can stay here. We're going to minister in a few minutes in the prophetic and, you know, seek the Lord for words. And a lot of people are of the impression that only prophets can prophesy. And Scripture teaches differently. In John 10, it says, "My sheep hears my voice." That is not, it didn't say prophets, it said sheep. You know, if you think about the nature and the characteristics of a sheep is humble. Yes, a sheep is willing to be led. A sheep doesn't think they know everything. A sheep wants to learn, wants to follow, wants to know what the shepherd is saying. And who's our shepherd? Jesus. Amen. Now, if we're going to be sheep, if you're really being a sheep, then you can hear the voice of the Lord. That's what that scripture is saying. I confessed that scripture for a whole year. I said, ears open. You will hear the voice of the Lord, because that scripture is true, as I said, not just for prophets, but for all of us as saints of God. There's another scripture in Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know." So there is a knowledge. There is a revelation, there is an understanding, there is a reawakening that happens when you are still. Okay? Remember I said sheep, the characteristics of sheep, they are humble, they are willing to learn. But equally, it's in this place of rest that you are able to hear the voice of the Lord. This place of rest is actually our position. It's our position. It's not a title, it's a position. And it's, I love to talk about positioning, because if my blessing is in this church and I go to Potter's Place Church, I'm not going to get my blessing. Would you agree? Yes. If my blessing is at the school down the road and I'm at Walmart, I'm not going to get my blessing. It's all about positioning. Are you with me? Yes. It says, "Be still and know that there's a God," or "I am God." Okay? So there's a knowing that happens when you're in the right position, in the right place, at the right time. Are you with me? It's a positioning. Now, that positioning does not require you speaking in tongues for several hours. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Okay? Yes, you can speak in tongues, and that will stir up the gifts in you. There's no question about it. The tongues definitely help you to be more aware. Yes? But it's not a requirement to hear the voice of God. Yes? You just need to stay in your position. It's not something you need to strive for. It's not, "Oh, and if I, yeah, then I'll hear." No. Just be still. I'm his child. My father speaks, and so I'm able to hear. Yes? When we think, the example that came to me today was when Jesus was, I don't know where he was, but the men came to him and was accusing this woman who they found in an adulterous situation. And they were like, "Oh, according to the law, we're to stone her." And I love Jesus' response. I love the way he just knelt down and began to write in the sand. What is he doing? I believe he's positioning himself. We have men who are ready, literally, to stone a woman to death. And he is not moved. He is not flustered by what is going on. He takes his position. He takes his place of rest. And he says nothing until he hears what the Father is saying. We need to become a people who do not speak until we hear what the Father is saying. When we begin to live like that, we supernaturally move into just a newer level of our mindset, the way we think, because it's no longer about what we think, what our opinions are. It's really about what is the Father saying. So if that means I write on this floor until I hear, I have nothing to say. Are you with me? We need to take our place. We need to take our rightful place. That place is a place of rest. If someone walks through the... Oh, I could use myself as an example. You know, I'm in a skirt today. It's very hot outside. I was wondering, what on earth am I going to wear? Because I brought all these autumn clothes. Because I think it's a bit cooler in the UK at the moment. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I said, if you are offended by my skirt, and you're thinking, oh my days, and it's causing you to lose your peace, if little things like that can cause you to lose your peace, you are consistently coming out of this place of rest. It just isn't worth it, okay? You are going to be in a place of turmoil rather than a place of rest. That's your position. Everything is in this place of rest. You are able to be directed by God in this place. You are able to be healed in this place because his words are spirit and they are life. When he releases a word, it brings healing, it brings restoration, it changes your mindset and brings you into an ascended mindset in him. Amen? So this place of rest is not optional. It really isn't optional. You know, you wake up, you want to position yourself. You're talking to someone, you want to position yourself. You know, as someone speaks to me, my eyes open in the spirit. I see what they're saying. If they miss out something, I see that they were lying because they were trying to hide this and that kind of thing. God just does that, but it's in this place of rest. It's not because I am gifted. It's all about relationship. Amen? Amen.